Unit 20. Exercise 4. 1.
I haven't the slightest idea, because I don't like to plan my holidays so far in advance. I guess I'll find some cheap last-minute flight, if I can find any in July, and go there. Last year I went to Sardinia and I had a wonderful 2-week holiday in a dream holiday home by the sea. If I don't find anything I can afford, I'll probably get the chance to redecorate my flat. It's been years since I last did it, so that could be a sensible alternative.
2.
We usually plan our vacation well in advance because we have 3 kids. And when you wait until the very last moment, you really have a hard time finding accommodation that is affordable. This year, we're going to Florida. We're taking the kids to Disney World. And then we're going to rent a car and drive down to Miami, where my sister lives. If the weather is fine, we may drive further south and stay a couple more days in Key West. The little island where Hemingway lived, you know? 3.
I never go on holiday in summer because I run a bed and breakfast, and that's when most guests book to have their holidays. My wife and I close our B&B after the Christmas holidays in late January. We really love the sea, so 5 years ago we bought a little house in Naxos, a beautiful island in the Cyclades. The weather is fine all year round, so we usually spend a month there in February. Life is really inexpensive on Naxos, so we may decide to move there for good when we retire.
4.
I'm a scuba diving instructor, so I guess I've been on holiday since I decided to leave my job as an engineer in Melbourne and move to the Maldives Islands. I was fed up with the job, and I grabbed the opportunity to make the most of my hobby when I saw the ad in the newspaper and applied for the position. It wasn't hard to make up my mind and leave, because I'm a single 30-year-old man and I have no kids. I only have a sister that I visit once a year when I get back to Australia, if she's not travelling on holiday.
5.
My dream is to go to Australia one day. My Spanish cousin has just come back from a year-long study holiday in Perth, and he said he had a wonderful time there. Of course, my parents are far from being happy about this plan, because Australia is on the other side of the world. Anyway, I've already started saving up for the flight, which is quite expensive. I think I'll have enough money by the time I turn 18, so I still have to wait 2 years before my dream comes true.